Great to be back on the field with the players in Oakland. Off to a good start as a teaching camp. Very, very happy with the results of today. And we got a lot of reps, a lot of people got to showcase where they are in terms of learning our system. We obviously have a long way to go, but I'm very pleased with the first day. I'll answer any questions I can.
What do you want to see out of these 3 days? What kind of football you want to get out of this?
Well, obviously, we're finishing phase one of this off-season conditioning program, and for the most part, they have been with the strength coaches, getting in shape, learning a new routine, and they've also spent an hour a day basically learning our system. So today was a little bit of an examination. We get a chance to see who can learn this stuff fast, who's a quick study, and who isn't. And that may perhaps impact how we go in the draft.
On a personal note, just being on the field, being with players, I know pads, you know, there's so much you can do. The pace is very monitored, but what did it mean to you personally just to be out there?
Well, it's great. I mean, I came back to coach. I'm excited to be here. I've said that from day one, and I consider it a great responsibility. And the practice field has always been a laboratory for a coach. That's where we earn our pay, I think. We've got to develop this team. We've got to learn a lot about them quickly. We've got a lot of things to teach, a lot of areas to improve. But it was fun to be out there, and I don't want to be too deep or philosophical. I might start crying.
What made you guys comfortable signing Darryl Worley after what happened with him about a week ago?
Well, we looked into it, and obviously it was an unfortunate matter. We have a lot of intel on Worley with Carl Joseph here, who was his teammate at West Virginia. Bruce Irvin played at West Virginia. We have a lot of insight in him. Talked to some of his previous coaches. We think he deserves another chance, and we're happy to give him one. And I think he's learned his lesson. He's got to prove that. And he can help us if he's right.
What is that group look like at corner? You guys have signed a number of guys to one-year deals. That's a lot of guys with some experience, some talent. That cluster of players that you've added since March at corner, what does that look like moving forward to you?
Looks like it's going to be competitive. You know, we got shut out in free agency. We lost T.J. Carey, a guy we really wanted to get back. We let Amerson go. We lost Sean Smith. We lost our top three corners from last year. We had to do something. Conley's still not 100%, so we had to look at our budget, who was available, how many guys we could acquire. I credit our coaching staff. I credit Tom Delaney, Reggie McKenzie, honestly, for helping recruit these players. A lot of them didn't come for big contracts, but we think Rashawn Melvin can be a really good player. We think Conley can be a really good player if healthy. And we got a lot of competition right now behind them, and usually that breeds success.
You probably had a chance to see a lot more tape on Derek Carr. What are you seeing when you look at 2017, and how are your early sessions with him out here?
Well, I got really excited out there today. You know, you can have a real creative imagination with that guy at your quarterback position. He can make every throw. Comes out of his hand fast and accurate. He's mobile. He's sharp. He's a great leader. He choked this situation today. He was all over it. We tried to give him some audibles, different situations on the very first day. He didn't blink. He's a real, real good player. We just got to do our part as coaches, and we got to improve the positions around him.
Is it actually expecting Derek Beasley to have on some of the younger guys like Arian and Obi, or even if you draft a defensive back in the draft?
Yeah, we expect a lot of them. I'm excited to have added him to our staff. I just don't want to focus on Coach Ansley. I want to focus on all these coaches. You know, I mean, Edgar Bennett, the former coordinator of the Packers, is here. Tom Cable's been in Super Bowls. We have Rich Bisaccia and a number of other really good coaches. But I think it all starts with Paul Gunther. This is not going to be a scheme on defense where it's dial a defense. Guys are going to know what to do. They're going to play hard. And I know Ansley's going to coach them really well.
Have you been in contact with Khalil Mack at all? Is he concerned that he's not here?
No, I don't have any updates on his situation. I'm sure Reggie can update you if you have any questions. But we're just focusing on the men that are here, and that's all we can do right now.
You
you mentioned and Obi. Do you see them being close to being back, or you're not
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, I think it's still... so. They participated in the morning session, the walkthrough, and they did some of the individual work this afternoon. They're real close, but for obvious reasons, we're being careful with them this early in the process.
Coach, how quickly can a guy like Jordy, who's still getting to know everybody himself, step into a leadership role that we assume he's going to take inside the locker room?
I think his leadership style will be unveiled as time goes on. Right now, he's learning the offense. He's getting a rapport with Derek Carr. It's a little bit different, obviously, than playing with Aaron Rodgers for all those years. But I think right now he's totally focused on learning our system, and he's playing 2-3 positions today already. So I think once that happens, I think he'll be a real asset behind the scenes for this football team. I have no doubt about that.
How are the draft preparations going, and what have you learned about working with Reggie?
Yeah, I think this is probably the craziest schedule that anybody could have, where you have a mini camp Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you show up and have a draft on Thursday. But I'm really proud of the job that he's done, the coaches have done, the scouts and coaches have met together and collaborated. We'll be prepared, and we'll see how the board falls, as Reggie always says.
I think it was without saying, but you talked a lot about what the Raiders have gotten, or in some instances too often not gotten, from recent draft classes. What's the significance of the talent, you know, building through the draft and this week being an opportunity to do so?
Well, it's always significant. I mean, every year it's significant, and I'm not closing the book on last year's draft or 2 years ago's draft. Our job is to develop players. That's what coaches are here to do. We're not here to draft people and sign the contracts and do all that stuff necessarily. We're here to develop the players that are in the building. We've got to do a better job getting more out of those three classes. And at the same time, we've got to hit some home runs in this draft. We've got to get some players that can come in and help us.
Well, you're obviously still very early in the workout phases of this team, but is there anything that you've learned that, you know, that surprised you, that you didn't know about this organization coming into it so far?
No, not really. I had done my research on the Raiders. Have never really been in the dark at what goes on.
Players or anything?
No, I just I like the team. I like the work ethic that they've put forth in the first 2 weeks. And I'm not going to make any predictions or any statements other than that. I know we have plenty of doubters and critics out there, but I like the way we started this process. All right.
Did you get some new Raiders gear? Did you go into the closet?
No, I got some new stuff. I like the old playing stuff. You know, the 1998 stuff you've been hearing about? Some of this new stuff with all the stars. Somebody gave me a hat with a blacked out logo. I said, get that the hell out of here. I want the old logo. I'm really proud of being here. I'm proud of the tradition of the Raiders. And we are going to try to restart it and bring it back to teams that the Raider fans are proud of.
That video screen you guys have out there, that wasn't a 1998
one. That was for me, so I could see myself on TV again, you know. But, you know, what happened over the course of time has been brought up. You know, what'd you learn? What'd you learn as a broadcaster? How's it helped you? You know, we've made some additions to the strength and conditioning program, to the way we formatted practice, to some of the technology in the building based on what I've discovered. And when we go out on the practice field, you run a play. Not everybody gets that rep, so they can turn around not after seeing the rep, and they can see the replay of the rep, and the coach can make points. So it's a great teaching tool for our team. I think it'll be better when we have one huddle going at a time. Today we had two huddles going at once, so it was a little bit chaotic, but that'll be, I think, a real great tool for our players to learn.
Have you seen that screen elsewhere?
Yeah, I did. I sure did. And first time I saw it was from Harbaugh at Michigan. Then I saw the Miami Dolphins use it. I think Miami stole it from Michigan in a Capital One Bowl. And I like it. So thank you, Coach Harbaugh.